This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest, somebody who has been in coaching basically all his life, has done an awesome job, regarded by me as one of the top coaches. He is the head coach at Florida Memorial University, Coach Tim Isaras. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. You guys are in full gear, full spring, everything going well, and headed for a week from this Friday, your spring game. Talk about spring, and thanks so much, and I hope you had a great Easter.
All right, thank you, Larry, for having me on. I really appreciate it. The coaching staff does as well as our student athletes at Florida Memorial University that's here in the spring, really setting the foundation. It's something that we didn't get to have last year. But it's so grateful to be able to have a spring this year with the reps that goes with the development, you know, of the student athlete, you know, at Florida Memorial. So it's been great for us as coaches consistently have them and doing development drills and doing things, and putting in different concepts and everything, as well as the meetings that goes on there face to face, other than what we used to have during the Zoom time. Now we get an opportunity to do it face to face, and it's just been great for us, you know, overall as a program.
You know, Coach, this is for you. You guys have really never stopped. I mean, I saw you, all your coaches everywhere. You were at the Orange Bowl showcase. You guys are sticking your fingers in there everywhere possible just to get your name out there with a lot of the athletes. And it seems like it's worked because, you know, judging by your recruiting class from this year and in February, you got 75% to 80% of the kids from South Florida, which ultimately are the fans that are going to come see you the most. Talk about that and keeping a lot of this so local like you've done.
Yeah, we've just been excited, you know, with recruiting, to trying to, we had a little taste of, you know, this lead is great. The lead is doing a great job. The coaches in this lead is doing a tremendous job in terms of developing their program. So for us, recruiting has to be a key thing for us to catch up, you know, with them. We're so far away from them. We have to do whatever we have to do at this point in recruiting to be able to catch up with that, with what's going on, you know, around us in the Sun Division in the Mid-South Conference. So it's been great for us to be able to make sure we recruit well, you know, in that area. So it's been great. You know, the coaches in South Florida has been awesome, you know, with us, giving us an opportunity to recruit their students. That's been great for us as well. We just want to make sure now we just continue to keep growing in that area where they can see that, you know, at South Florida, you know, here that they're going to it. It's a program that's here that's looking for the kids that got the chip on their shoulder, that didn't get what he thought he probably wanted, you know, in the college recruiting situation based on what happened with COVID and all the schools maintaining different students. But we tell them, you know, you don't have to go looking for something. You have a school right here, you know, in Miami Gardens, Florida Memorial University, that's here for you to give you an opportunity to, number one, graduate from college, and number two, compete and win championships. So we definitely after it, and we have to win. We have to do that by doing a great job here in South Florida in recruiting.
No doubt. Coach Tim Isaras, head coach of Florida Memorial University, joining us. And Coach, the thing is you hit it right on the head, and a lot of people may not even understand it, but your league is really good. I mean, you take a look at teams that have started to get themselves established over the years, like Warner and Weber and Florida, the school in Lakeland, Southeastern University. And then you look down here with St. Thomas and obviously Kaiser. Coach Socha has built a pretty good program. And then you got Ava Maria. So you've got six schools in that conference right here in the state, which are built-in rivalries, but you're all going for the same recruits.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and so And it's a great, you know, and that's what we want college football to be about. That's why, you know, opportunity for what they consider us as small college football, you know, in terms of like what we can do with this. And that's for every team, especially here at Florida Memorial. We can be able to say that we can start small, but we can end up big. And I know all the other schools around us, you know, feel like that as well. You know, but it's just great coaching. I think the coaching is doing well. You're watching them on video. You have an opportunity to when you break it down film and seeing the things that they're doing, and then you can watch a Division I school or a 1AA school, and you see the same type of football. You know, right. We might not have the 6'7" or the 6'6" type of players at some point, but in terms of what we're doing, X's and O's wise, you know, we right there in it with the best of them.
No doubt. No, I agree with you. Coach Tim Ice-Harris joining us. And, Coach, when you take a look at the talent, and obviously no one knows the talent down here better than you. You grew up down here. You coached down here. You've had success with a lot of the kids. Talk about that, because that's a huge advantage. And we talked about that, you know, when we were at St. Thomas University that day at that Orange Bowl showcase, how right there in just Miami Gardens with Florida Memorial and St. Thomas, within 5 miles, you have some of the best athletes in the country.
Most definitely. We definitely see that as well. We see that clearly, you know, here in South Florida. You know, it's just growing. It's getting better every day. And I do take my hats off to all the high school coaches here in South Florida as well that do a great job with their teaching and their development, you know, with their student athletes, really putting them in position to learn how to compete, you know. Right. And that's what's happening here, you know, in South Florida. These coaches is learning how to compete. They play in all the big games, you know, that goes on here in South Florida. They compete against all the other schools around the country. You know, all the top-rated schools around the country, these coaches are putting their kids into that environment, and it's definitely preparing them, you know, to go to college and be able to compete right away as freshmen. And you can look around the country, you know, you see kids from South Florida, you know, no matter what division and what level it is, these students are really stepping in, and they playing as freshmen right away. So I think the high school coaches are doing a tremendous job, and we are happy to be, you know, consistently at Florida Memorial to be a part of that recruiting phase, that they can be able to give us some of those students as well, and we can continue to grow and compete with this league.
No doubt. Coach, before we let you go, talk about your spring game that's coming up a week from Friday. Talk about that time and how people you guys going to allow people in to watch as well?
Yes. It's free to come in. We're going to have you know, it's open, you know, to the public at this point. We'll definitely have masks will be required to be able to come in, and definitely have a temperature gauge to making sure that we all got the right temperature coming into the stadium. We'll definitely be working on the social distance part of everything as well, you know, because the university have been doing a great job at that. From us, we test every week at Florida Memorial University, so that keep us in great position to making sure that we in control of what's happening, you know, in the pandemic situation. So we want to be able to bring that safety to the stadium as well. But at the same point, we want the fans to come out. We want all our incoming freshmen, that we all send them invitations with their family to come out to the Mecca. It's a Friday night, April 16th. You know, they're trying to make sure that we want our students to understand, like, what's happening at TransPower State and why it's so impacted in terms of the kind of player that you have to be on game day. You know, guys that we have on our team now that play that Trans, understand the passion that goes with that campus and being on that field at Trans. So we're just excited, you know, as a university to be able to do that. And we are happy, you know, that Miami-Dade Public Schools give us an opportunity to be able to go there and have a spring game this year there. And I also would like to thank, you know, right now we practice in the community, you know, as well as at Liberty City Park. So I'd like to thank Coach Luther Campbell, you know, and the Liberty City Optimists for giving us. We had a chance to go on Saturday to go to Overtown. So I'd like to thank Ben Hankson and Overtown Optimists for giving us an opportunity to have some spring scrimmages, you know, at those two locations. And we do practice at Liberty City Optimists at this point. So we do appreciate everybody that's come out and be excited about, you know, where we at TransPower Friday April 16th. Let's be excited. We have our band to be there. So you'll get a sneak preview of what we're going to be like during the fall, the band, the cheerleaders. You know, we're going to have a really major event. We're going to make it an event, you know, that everybody can be excited when they come to a Florida Memorial football game.
Good stuff. Coach Tim Isaris, Florida Memorial University. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right.
Good stuff.
Appreciate
okay,
you.
Obviously, everybody's hyped up. We'll repeat that next week. We'll talk a little bit about more about that spring game, give you all the details as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.